139. O thou handmaid of God, the heavenly glad tidings must be delivered with the utmost dignity and magnanimity, and until a soul ariseth with qualities which are essential for the bearer of these tidings, his words will take no effect. O bondswoman of God, the human spirit possesseth wondrous powers, but it should be reinforced by the Holy Spirit. What thou hearest other than this is pure imagination. If, however, it be assisted by the bounty of the Holy Spirit, then will its strength be a thing to marvel at. Then will that human spirit uncover realities and unravel mysteries. Turn thy heart fully to the Holy Spirit, and invite others to do the same. Then shall ye witness wonderful results. O handmaid of God, the stars in the sky do not exert any spiritual influence on this world of dust, but all the members and parts of the universe are very strongly linked together in that limitless space, and this connection produceth a reciprocity of material effects. Outside the bounty of the Holy Spirit, whatsoever thou hearest as to the effect of trances or the medium's trumpets conveying the singing voices of the dead is imagination pure and simple. As to the bounty of the Holy Spirit, however, relate whatsoever thou wilt. It cannot be overstated. Believe, therefore, whatsoever thou hearest of this. But the persons referred to, the trumpet people, are entirely shut out from this bounty and receive no portion thereof. Their way is an illusion. O handmaid of God, prayers are granted through the universal manifestation of God. Nevertheless, where the wish is to obtain material things, even where the heedless are concerned, if they supplicate, humbly imploring God's help, even their prayer hath an effect. O handmaid of God, although the reality of divinity is sanctified and boundless, the aims and needs of the creatures are restricted. God's grace is like the rain that cometh down from heaven. The water is not bounded by the limitations of form, yet on whatever place it poureth down, it taketh on limitations, dimensions, appearance, shape, according to the characteristics of that place. In a square pool, the water, previously unconfined, becometh a square. In a six-sided pool it becometh a hexagon, in an eight-sided pool an octagon, and so forth. The rain itself hath no geometry, no limits, no form, but it taketh on one form or another according to the restrictions of its vessel. In the same way, the holy essence of the Lord God is boundless, immeasurable, but his graces and splendours become finite in the creatures because of their limitations. Wherefore, the prayers of given persons will receive favourable answers in certain cases. O handmaid of God, it is with the Lord Christ even as with Adam. Did the first human being who came into existence on this earth have a father or mother? It is certain he had neither. But Christ lacked only a father. O handmaid of God, the prayers which were revealed to us for healing apply both to physical and spiritual healing. Recite them, then, to heal both the soul and the body. If healing is right for the patient, it will certainly be granted. But for some ailing persons, healing would only be the cause of other ills, and therefore wisdom doth not permit an affirmative answer to the prayer. O handmaid of God, The power of the Holy Spirit healeth both physical and spiritual ailments. O handmaid of God, it is recorded in the Torah, "And I will give you the valley of Achor for a door of hope." This valley of Achor is the city of Acca, and whoso hath interpreted this otherwise is of those who know not.